December 21, 1930 triumphs on the part of the divine will when the creature lets herself be worked by the divine fiat. Exchanges of triumphs on both sides. My flight in the divine volition continues. It seems to me that I call it, because life would be missing in me without it. The life of good, the life of love, the life of the light, the life of peace, would be missing in me. And my human will, seeing itself alone, would assault me and would give life to my passions in me. This is why I fear so much that even for just one instant it may remain without the fiat operating in me, because, it being present, my will remains crouched down and does not dare to move before a will so holy and so powerful. Therefore I call it, and it gives me its hand to take me into its acts, that I may follow it and keep it company. And since it created everything for love of creatures, when it feels her close and identified, it takes such delight, that it feels as though repaid for the many things it issued from its creative hands. So, while I was following the acts of the divine will done in creation, my sweet Jesus, making himself seen and looking at me, told me, "My daughter, how sweet it is for me to look at a soul who lets herself be worked by my divine will." A triumph takes place from one side to the other. My will invests the intelligence of the creature, and she lets herself be invested. In sum, they form an accord on both sides. And then my will forms its triumph over each thought of the creature, and she acquires and makes a triumph of the many divine thoughts within her mind. So, my divine will triumphs by giving and taking possession of it. The soul triumphs by wanting it and receiving it. So, if she looks, if she speaks, if she palpitates, if she operates and walks, those are all triumphs of my will over the creature. And she triumphs and takes possession of many divine acts. Amid these exchanges of triumphs and possessions, such joy and happiness is formed on both sides, that you cannot comprehend them all. In fact, you must know that when good, the triumph, the possession, is done between two, then does it bring joy and happiness. Isolated good has made no one happy. As it sees itself alone, it loses all the beauty of happiness. Therefore my divine will keeps searching for its creature in order to form its triumphs, to be able to form, together with her, its joys, its happinesses, on the face of the earth. Fiat.